So I've worked for a long time in the business of expedition tourism as a naturalist and a guide. And what we do is we take people to remote and difficult places, usually for exotic wildlife or bird life experiences. I sometimes say that my job is taking people to visit places where they would never want to live. And one of those is a very remote island in the South Pacific called Henderson. Now, Henderson is really hard to get to. You have to charter a ship. And once you get there, you have to hope that it's calm enough you can go ashore with zodiacs. Henderson has never been inhabited, and that makes it kind of a paradise for rare and endemic wildlife. For example, it's one of the few places you can see a big shorebird called the bristle-thighed curlew. No, I am not making that up. That's a real bird. And another thing is that it's one of the last strongholds of the coconut crab. Now, a coconut crab is an enormous crab. It is kind of a gigantic hermit crab. It is, in fact, the world's largest terrestrial invertebrate. This thing is so powerful that it can actually tear open a coconut. It weighs 10 or 15 pounds, and because it eats coconut meat and other fruit, apparently it's delicious itself to eat, and that's why it's been exterminated from almost every other island it used to live on. But you can still find them on Henderson. And for this reason and others, Henderson has been declared a UNESCO World Heritage Site, fully protected. So on this particular trip a few years ago, we managed to get ashore on Henderson Island. We brought ashore about 80 passengers from the ship, and then the idea is that we were breaking into small groups to do nature walks and just see what we could find. So I got a group of 15, 20 people, and we set off on Henderson Island. And very quickly we found, crawling up the beach, a coconut crab. I mean, it's massive. I mean, the legs spread about this wide. It's got two huge claws. It's multicolored. It's bristling. It's thorny. It looks like something out of a horror movie. So I picked it up. Now, I've done this with various kinds of crabs on beaches all over the world. There's a lot of really interesting things about crabs that I like to talk about and show people. Of course, there's a particular way you have to hold a crab. You use the minimum number of fingers, and you grab it just from the very back of the shell, where it has a hard time finding you with its claws. And then if it starts to find you, you, of course, maneuver and dodge, and you know, you keep talking about the features of the crab. So I'm holding this up for my 15, 20 people, and I'm pointing out various features, you know, the compound eyes, the hair that retains moisture so the gills can work on land, et cetera, et cetera. And in the midst of this, somebody says, "Hey, what's that big bird?" And I look up and I say, "Oh, that's a bristle-thighed curlew!" Because in that moment that I was distracted, it managed to reach this finger and clamp it into those big claws. And I looked down, and if I had stuck my finger in a vice grip and clamped it, I could not be any more thoroughly squashed in there. I mean, the blood is starting to flow, it looks like the nail is split, and the pain is, shall we say, attention-getting. And what's more, the edge of the claw is serrated, so I can see that if I yank it off, it's going to take some more flesh with it. So, in my pain and distress, as I reached over to try and get the thing loose with my other hand, I forgot a fairly basic feature of crab anatomy. They have two claws. And as I reached for him, he reached for me, and oh! He had my finger of my other hand in his other pincher. And now I'm standing there with this 15-pound crab dangling from my two fingers, and as the blood is slowly dripping, I heard a sound. It was the last sound I wanted to hear under the circumstances. It was the sound of camera shutters clicking. And I looked up to find my group and formed a semicircle around me, and they were just firing away. It was like Kim and Kanye had just arrived at the Grammys. I mean, it was like a photo frenzy. And I look at them like, "Really? like that's your response?" And a couple of them actually looked sheepish and stopped taking pictures, but the rest went ahead with it. And then we just kind of stood there and looked at each other. And it was clear that none of us had any idea what to do. But a couple of people, you know, tried to help. A woman said, would you like some Excedrin? I said, yeah, maybe later, but not right now. Another woman said, my husband has a Leatherman. Would that help? And I said, yeah, it might. And she said, he's on the ship. And so then, as though the pain and humiliation of my circumstances brought me some kind of clarity of thought, I will say, by the way, that I think in my entire career as a naturalist, I had never held the attention of a group the way I did at that moment. Then I had an idea, and within 2 minutes, I was free of that crab and bandaging my wounds. And you know what I did? I simply leaned back over, put him back on the ground, and waited. And as soon as he realized he was not in danger, he let go and he crawled away. Which gave me time to remember which one of us was the resident of this island, and which one the intruder, and who had grabbed who first.